Well, a new USDA study on organization changes in agriculture over a quarter century period
further bolsters this argument of increased productivity.
That's Eric Donahue of the Economic Research Service, who says the research study looked at trends and changes during the 25 years.
In layman's terms, this is essentially looking at what farms look like, what their organization looks like, what their business arrangements are, and trying to understand how all these things relate to each other in terms of, you know, their output that they're able to produce, what some of the inputs are, and what their production practices are, and try to tie them all together and get a sense for where we are currently with respect to what agriculture looks like, and also trying to understand over time how these changes have taken place.
Donahue says that one of the significant findings was that outputs have dramatically increased.
Output increased by roughly 50% over the time frame we were looking at. But if we think about the number of farms that were in place in 1982 and were operating also in 2007, that's been roughly stable. It's not exactly the same number, but they're roughly the same number of farms. So output per farm has increased dramatically over this time frame.
All while inputs such as labor and land have decreased.
The amount of labor, for example, has dropped 30% for the amount of hired labor that's taken place or is being used on the farm.
Other findings include that more farmers are using contracts and crop insurance as risk management tools. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.